Good morning. The time is 8 o'clock. You're listening to KVNF, and this is regional news for the Western Slope. I'm Travis Bubinick. Colorado lawmakers elected a new Senate president during yesterday's opening day of the legislative session for 2014. Binta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Democratic Senator Morgan Carroll of Aurora is the second woman to head the state Senate. She replaces John Morse, who was recalled over his support for stricter gun laws. In her opening day speech, Carroll urged lawmakers to problem solve and skip the shouting matches.
Our diversity and differences are a source of strength, and we are here, united, to serve one goal, to diligently act as public servants. I have every reason to believe that we can and will work together.
Carroll's comments were a reflection of last year's contentious and controversial session, but she says lawmakers can take pride in what they accomplished.
Last session was a busy and productive session, and much of what we actually worked on was eclipsed by marijuana and gun laws in the major headlines. And while D.C. was criticized for doing too little, some questioned whether we in Colorado did too much.
Republican Senate Minority Leader Bill Cabman of Colorado Springs says 2013 was also a difficult year because of devastating wildfires and floods and senseless shootings. But he added that in many ways, the Senate failed to do its duty to the public.
Recalls, lawsuits, secession. The formula is wrong. Democrats divided by Republicans does not produce outcomes that are representative of Colorado. In addition to the historic events, that formula produced a hyper-partisan toxin that affected this entire institution, those who visit here, and those who serve here. We did start to look like Congress.
But with lawmakers heading into an election year, working together could be a tall order for both parties. Democrats hold a one-seat majority in the Senate and a larger majority in the House. Governor John Hickenlooper is also up for re-election. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Denver Post is reporting that two big game hunting guides based in Utah and Colorado are facing federal charges for illegally trapping some mountain lions and cats to give their clients an easier hunt. The two men are being accused of trapping the big cats until hunters were nearby and then releasing them. Along with other employees, the charges say the pair would also shoot some of the animals in the legs or put them in leg traps to make hunting easier. According to the Post, the men are also being charged with illegally transporting dead animals between Utah and Colorado and giving false records to state inspectors to get seals for the animals' hides. Federal authorities indicted the men on a total of 17 counts. The illegal activity allegedly took place between 2007 and 2010 during hunts in the Book Cliffs mountain range. And the Post also reports that Colorado's newly legalized recreational marijuana stores are seeing their inventories go fast, and they're already seeing millions of dollars in sales. Estimates say around 100,000 people have legally bought pot in the state so far, and some in the industry estimate pot shops have already made over $5 million in sales. Colorado residents are only allowed to buy up to an ounce of pot at a time, but according to the Post, some shops are setting their own limits because they're already running out of supplies. Over 10,000 people bought marijuana on New Year's Day, the first day of legal recreational sales. Most shops expected to see a drop in sales after that initial boom, but business has reportedly stayed pretty strong at shops along the Front Range and in Breckenridge. And Aspen's first license for recreational pot sales has been approved, but the store won't be able to open up until Pitkin County approves the business's grow operation in Redstone. The Aspen Times reports that Silver Peak Apothecary legally could have begun selling marijuana yesterday when the license was approved, but it won't have any supplies ready until the grow house is approved. Pitkin County commissioners are set to review that issue in February. Meanwhile, in neighboring Glenwood Springs, the owner of the medical dispensary Green Essentials is planning to open another medical store in the town that would possibly be converted to a new retail facility later on. Former KVNF General Manager Sally Kane has been chosen as the new president for the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. The NFCB is a nationwide alliance of radio stations, producers, and others in public media, and the group pushes for public policy that supports public media institutions and their resources. Among Kane's accomplishments here locally was the successful capital campaign that raised enough money for the new KVNF studios in Paonia. She also helped develop our regional news department and youth reporting projects. Her involvement with KVNF stems way back to its earliest days in the 70s, where she hosted some music programs while still in high school. Kane says the project continues what she calls her life's work as a public servant, community leader, and engaged citizen. NFCB board chair Jeff Pope praised the decision to bring Sally aboard, as did former chair Sue Matters. And Coloradans are in for a rare treat from the skies this evening. Glowing aurora borealis, or northern lights as they're also known, might be visible in the night sky in the mountains. As the Denver Post reports, the lights rarely get as far south as the Rockies, but a rare and very strong solar flare that shot from the sun yesterday could push the lights down to the skies of Colorado or even farther south. The best chance to see the lights, of course, is in the mountains, and the glowing flares are likely to be most visible around midnight tonight and into early Friday morning. Updates on how best to see the lights can be found at the Space Weather Prediction Center's website. That's swpc.noaa.gov. You're listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. This is Regional News. Stay tuned for The Sweet Sound coming up next. For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubenick.